You know, when you talk about something like this, it can seem like a roller coaster. But actually, God described it to me. It's like surfing his wave. And you know when you're, well, perhaps you don't, but I don't even know. But when it seems to be, when it's like you're surfing a wave, that you're on the edge, you know. But I really feel this is a wave of his purposes and plans that's got a momentum and a rise to it. And I guess not being a experienced surfer, one of the key elements is you stay on the board. And I felt God say, you know, it's going to get busier and there's lots already happening. There's more going to happen. But the key to staying on the board is we stay in his presence. And now, even more so than ever, because in this move, in going in, it's going to stir up emotions and feelings and everything that we're going to go through. And if we let them overwhelm us, it's like you come off that board in the wave. It drags you under. It drowns you. Now, I'm not putting a damper on what we've just shared, but it's got to be God that's got to continue to do this, as Eric has said. And we don't want this move to overwhelm us. So we want to stay in God's presence. So I just wanted to share around three areas. PPA. And it's not credit card insurance or personal insurance, okay? The first one I felt I needed to talk about was our perception. That's not us as a group, but our individual perception. Because we've seen a few pictures and the plans, and we've talked a lot about it. And actually, I would probably say most of us are forming a perception of what it's going to be like, perhaps. Maybe what we're going to do there. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's natural. That's how we've been created to think. But the key, I felt, is how are we going to react if it doesn't meet our own personal perception? Because it's not going to meet all of our perceptions. And that's why we need to keep God central. Because if he's central and we keep our focus on him and put him first, then actually it won't matter what our perception is. We need his perception. So that's good that we're all imagining and thinking. But I just felt I'd say, look, remember where I am in this. And then secondly, because if we don't, we'll get dragged into emotion and feeling because it doesn't meet what I thought it was going to be like. So the second P was preference. Now, I've met lots of people that say, oh, no, I don't have a preference until I hit their preference. Then they do have a preference. And this journey has already hit some people's preference. And again, it's how we deal with our own personal preferences as we're going through this journey, as we're going through this move. Because again, with everything that's going to happen, perhaps we're going to be, yeah, that's fine, that's great. And then, oh, I'm not sure about that. And the reason that is because I think with a lot of us, our preferences are actually what we're comfortable with. And you know what it's like, or I can imagine it's like when you're surfing a wave. It's not particularly comfortable, but the exhilaration and the actual taking part is really cool. But at some stage, I can guarantee this journey will hit your preference. It's hit mine. I don't know how many. I feel like I've been in a ring with Mike Tyson. But I then have to go back to God because I have to keep him central in that. Otherwise, if I don't, I get dragged onto with my emotions and my feelings again. And this isn't about emotions or feelings. This is about what God is doing with us and through us because this is all that he's doing. So we keep him first and we keep him central. Now, I've actually changed my third word, Eric, so don't be surprised. My A is for attitude. And glad you haven't got a longer word, aren't you? Because we'd be here a lot later than them. And what do I mean by that? We need to have an attitude that is open to change and doing different. Because if we don't, that will bring us back to perceptions and preference again. And again, that brings us back to emotions and feelings. And God will not be central if we're on emotions and feelings. What do I mean by different? Well, as you've already maybe began to grasp, this is a much bigger operation than what we have got here. And we've been hearing over the last few weeks about we all matter and we all have a part to play. And that's only going to function, that sentence only going to function if we're all playing our part. Now in that, and this is where the difference is going to come, that's going to involve us as volunteers. And you know, we are grateful for all that you do. But it's also going to start involving in some key roles that we're going to actually start having to pay some people. And you think, oh, what's the difference between paid and volunteer? Well, I was saying to someone today, when it gets to a line where actually a person's having to do more than you would expect, and is actually perhaps beginning to affect their other incomes because they're doing it voluntary for the church, then that's where the pendulum has really got to swing a bit. And we've got to honour those people before God and say, actually, you need paying for that because you're not earning what you would be earning from another source. Now, does that make them any more special? No. It just means we're meeting their physical needs as we meet each other's physical needs. But we need us as well in the voluntary. Both are vital to the running of this. But if we don't get to that point where we're actually starting to pay some people for part-time work, or as incomes in full-time, we're not going to grow. You know, we can't have a mentality of being here still. And this is where our attitude has to change in growing. And that's for all of us. It's our concepts and our expectations of what we're looking at as we move into that. And we have to trust God that He, as He has done everything else, will provide the finances for that. It's all His anyway. You know, what Rich was showing at the very start, it's all His anyway. But we have to be good stewards with that. But it is equally important for volunteers. And I just want to thank all the directors again, because literally, as Eric says, we have spent hundreds of hours. We've had late nights, long nights. I'm fed up of fish and chips, myself personally. I don't mind if I don't see another chip for... But, you know, without these guys, we wouldn't be, I don't think, where we are now, because though God has done all this, He looks at us to play our part, because it's about relationship. And these guys have put a lot of hours in, and I just want to honour and thank them for that. But we can't continue like that. We can't, the seven of us, can't do this on our own. It's not going to work, and it's not how it's meant to work. We've all got a part to play. And you might say, I can only give an hour. Thank you. That's great. That's so helpful. That really is what we need. I can only do a small job. Great. Fantastic. You're meeting that need that we need. So don't think they're all big projects and big ideas and big folders. It's whatever is needed to do, from the smallest detail to the biggest role. We are all needed within that. It goes back to Dave's picture of us linking. You know, we need each other, and that's no less so with this. It is all of us an opportunity to step up and to step out. And please don't assume someone else is going to do that when actually it's you. I got taught that lesson very early on in my Christian life, that I assumed that others were going to do something. And actually I found out the next day I really should have been there to do it, because I know God had told me to do that. And it wasn't a huge thing, but it taught me that actually I don't assume anything. I do what God tells me to do, or encourages me to do. So what a great privilege we have been given before God. I really believe that. you know, what a privilege we have in surfing a wave that he has given us of his plans and purposes. But it is so ever so important that we stay on that surfboard. You know, it's going to get a bit wobbly sometimes, but as long as we're in the center and we're keeping focused on him, then we'll be in the right place. So my encouragement to us all is, don't let our perceptions, our preferences, our attitude, our emotions or our feelings catch us out. Let us continue with God at the center of this. It's all that he has produced, and it's all that he will do. And we want to give him the glory for that. But we want to stay central in everything that he has done. Amen.